This is Northwest News from KPLU. The tragedy in Oso more than a year ago has a silver lining for firefighters and the communities they serve, a measure that would allow small town departments to share resources more effectively has unanimously passed out of the state Senate. Fire chiefs say they've been working for years to get more government help in natural disasters and accidents where nothing's on fire. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
Anyone who knows a firefighter knows they're trained to respond to all kinds of emergencies, especially in small towns. People call for everything from cat rescues to devastating accidents. And if there's a big disaster, such as an earthquake or oil spill, says Chief Brad Redding from Snohomish County Fire District 1, right now the law doesn't cover the cost of outside crews coming in to help unless something is burning. But it looks like that's set to change.
Let's say a stadium collapses and you need to deal with 1,000 patients, that would get mobilization.
He says his colleagues are already congratulating him on a measure that would allow mobilization for everything except assisting police during big protests. And they have the deaths of 43 people and devastation of dozens of homes in the Oso mudslide to thank for that.
Brought it to light, brought it to the top of a pecking order with the Oso Commission recommending it and the fire service pushing it hard. Also really pointed out the flaw in the current system.
The measure needs one more vote before it goes to the governor's desk for signing. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.